We started with a song of praise this morning for these many years at the God School. We have focused on what pleases God, which is faith, that is acting on His promises, on the good news of the gospel, that for faith God gives us His righteousness, and not only that, He puts us, if you will, hides us, as the Colossian letter says, in Christ, or with Christ, in God. And he puts his Spirit in us, faith, appropriates all that, and his Spirit in us makes us givers. We talk of faith, we speak of giving. Today, I want to present or add more, and that is, praising our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. In the 44th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, I'm brought here by that first verse in the book of Acts, the 13th chapter. We're on the fly here, folks. Stay with me. It says in the second verse of the 13th chapter of Acts, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I called them. As they ministered to the Lord. But in the 15th verse of the 44th chapter of Ezekiel, it says, but the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, that kept charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to me to minister unto me, to offer unto me the fat and the blood, saith the Lord. They shall enter into my sanctuary, and they shall come near to my table to minister unto me, and they shall keep my charge. In this journey of faith, there is something that, It says in Psalm 103, the seventh verse, it says, he made known his ways unto Moses. I want to talk this morning about a way of God. God. In the New Testament, calls us priests and kings of the Most High God. Priests, the Levites, those whom God says, they shall come near unto me and minister unto me. There is that which God points out as being important unto him. And I have every hope this morning that there'll be effective communication about God in this message. It says that we are made in the image and likeness of God. More than 40 years ago, I took a course, the Dale Carnegie course. The title of the course was called Human Relations and Effective Communications. And Dale Carnegie was called a genius of the obvious. And in a section of his book on how to win friends and influence people, he writes a rule, if you will, to be hearty in your approbation and appreciation. Now, that word approbation, it's not a word that, you know, it's a, you know, maybe a $1 word, not a 5-cent word that I'm used to using. Interesting, in Webster's, the word approbation, the definition is the act of approving. Approval, sanction, praise. There isn't a one of us who doesn't like to hear praise. Approbation is one of the most powerful tools in the world. Quote from Carnegie. It says people will rarely work at their maximum potential under criticism, but honest appreciation or approbation brings out their best. Appreciation or approbation, though, is not simple flattery. It must be sincere, meaningful, and with love. Out of Ezekiel, we have the instruction that we should come near to God and minister to Him. There are times in our day or our week when we should just stop. And stand before God and spend time near unto Him. And those who were called to minister, to come near and to minister unto God, did it behind the curtains of the tabernacle. In other words, it's hidden. Oh, we have all kinds of quote-unquote worship services. And we know that word from much teaching in the past, that that word worship is a contraction of two English words, and it means to ship worth, that is, express value, and we do that in giving. This is not what's being spoken of here, is, you know, not going to the house of the Lord and singing songs unto God, many of which, boy oh boy, I don't know about the theology thereof. But this is talking about coming near unto God in a hidden place and spending some time with Him and ministering unto Him. Like us, we do enjoy approbation, praise, and so does God. We earlier referred to Psalm 103. This excuse me is a Psalm of David. We don't know the time or the place in which it originated. He's talking to himself. He says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul." This word in the Hebrew being translated bless is baraki. And it means to bow or bend the knee in adoration. This is why we played the song earlier. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Nefesh is the Hebrew word. And it is the essence of our life. And David says, bow or bend the knee in adoration to the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Oh, with the pressure of the world, with the pressure of life, with the pressure of our jobs, with the pressure of what the future holds, with all the pressures of life, David is talking not only to himself, but to us also, where we should stop and in a hidden place adore God and forget not all his benefits. What are some of the benefits? Listen, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? And who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowns thee with loving kindness? Hesed, we could use the word grace, unmerited favor, and tender mercies. Remember, mercy is rendered to those who don't deserve it. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are, King James says, oppressed. An alternative would be captured. As I'm looking at these two verses, that is 4 and 6 of Psalm 103, I'm reminded that in Jeremiah 9, it says, you know, boast not in wisdom, and I'm paraphrasing because I want to get through this, boast not in wisdom, nor in strength, nor in... nor in riches, but let him that boasts, the word in the King James is glory or glorieth, but let him that boasts, boast in this, that he understands and that he knows me. Come near unto me. That the Lord, that I am the Lord, which exercises loving kindness and judgment and righteousness in the earth. We need to stop. In this journey of faith and spend time with God. Hidden from the world. And come near unto God and minister unto him, because God like us loves to hear his praises.
The thought comes to me that in that same book of Dale Carnegie, he was talking about a relationship between a husband and a wife. And the wife is a bit disgruntled. And questions whether her husband truly loves her. And the husband's response is, oh, he knows, she knows I love her. The problem was though he was a loyal husband and he provided for his wife and his family, he forgot to take time and personally express his love towards his wife. I'm pausing. I'm hoping it sinks in. God calls us near unto himself that we might minister to him. In this hidden place, no one, regardless of their level of skills, can do any better. Then to praise and adore God in this hidden, secret place.
I have a note in my Bible. Isn't it like God to make equal in each of us that which God prizes most, that is to minister unto Him? It says, in the 10th verse, He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Listen, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. If I'm turning my face to the west, I can't see anything from the east. That's how far God has removed our transgressions from us. How great thou art. He speaks of the old man. He says, as for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it's gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But we're talking about the nephesh, that is our soul, that is the eternal part of us. But the mercy of the Lord is from, this is one of His benefits, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon those that fear Him. Yare, that reverence Him, that give Him all respect. And His righteousness unto His children's children, unto children's children. His righteousness, God's righteousness, God's tzedek, God's covenant keeping. Oh, here might be a phrase which disqualifies us. The 18th verse, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them, to be aware of His commandments, to guard His covenants, to guard His promises,
to which he is faithful. Bless the Lord, ye his angels. That excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And in this operation of faith, the indwelling of God's Spirit makes us givers, add to that which God has pleasure in, the praises of his people in a hidden place that come near to him to minister unto him. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The 115th Psalm says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory and honor for thy truth and thy mercy's sake. I want to end today with this phrase. It comes from 1 Samuel. Those who were called to come near and to minister unto God, that is, the sons of Eli, neglected their calling. And God killed them. And he gives this phrase, for them that honor me, I will honor. The Hebrew word being translated honor is kabod. It means to give weight to glory, to glorify. And as we come near to God and minister unto him, to give weight, to glorify, to give honor in this hidden place where our soul bows and bends its knee in adoration of God. It says that God will give weight and glorify and honor those who are honoring him. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. That's the God School for today.